Previously on The Bystanders.
Hello, can I help you? Now is not a good time.
Mr. Absconder, it's Bunny Bell Patched, your neighbor and new landlord. I mentioned last night that I was going to swing by with a new lease agreements. You're a fugitive.
I didn't kill my wife.
I don't care.
Hey, you crazy lady!
This is a blank sheet of paper.
You have 1 week to sign or I show the book to your church.
You're a mean lady.
Yeah, butthole, and I meant it. Spoiled bratty butthole. Lexi, love thy enemies.
Yes, Bunny the spoiled bratty butthole. She had Lexi so mad from her evil threats the day before that currently in the laundry room, Tim's Jesus on the Cross boxers were ironically paying the price. In only 3 days, another price would be paid. The price to murder
Butthole! We have no crib. Or about 20 other things that we still need. So maybe the kids are helping us out right now, okay? Because someone just doubled our rent and ruined Baby Obadiah's chances at last! How long have you three been standing there?
I mean, for a while, I just want to get a soda.
Yeah, we heard most of it, but just came to do our laundry.
Go see God, Tai Hing, we fought dinner.
Oh, great.
Stupid dollar. But you're right, Bunny is a butthole. She threatened me yesterday, and my stutter came back. Damn it! Oh! Paper! Wow. Thanks. Fan, was it?
She said back in our days when someone threatened you, all your friends and neighbors stood up in defense. They came to your aid and help without question. There was never a chance of standing alone.
Aww.
She said Bunny never would have threatened any of us if she knew we were all backing each other. These days, people don't even know their neighbor's name.
Yeah.
She also said none of you have ever stopped by to say hi. And neither have we. Now look at us.
Bunny is a pig窟窿.
Oh, and Bunny is an asshole.
Oh, I have the perfect idea. Why don't you all come to our place tonight? We can discuss this whole Bunny thing over some drinks and snacks. Come on, it'll be fun.
Sorry, I've got my little angel at home and I don't think you have what I drink.
Ooh, that sounds scary. Hop, Fam, what about you?
Thanks, but the party animal in us have been caged for 3 decades.
Oh, hello everyone. That I never thought I'd see gathered in this room again.
It sounds like everyone is coming to our apartment tonight to discuss our new landlord over some we're screwdrivers and she's the deviled eggs. You in?
That she is, my friend.
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't because I might not want to. I'm the worst. So sorry.
That's okay. Maybe we can hang out some other time. You know, a girl hang.
Oh, girl, I'd love to. How's Tuesday night for you?
Wide open.
Great. I'll be going live on Fat Bottom Fitness. Be sure to tune in. I'll be teaching you how to make a bone broth smoothie and end with a tiny little baby vinyasa flow. Be sure to like and subscribe, too.
I will. And if you change your mind, tonight is going to be a really, really good time.
Oh, I'm sure. But it's also Pasta's birthday tonight, so my hands are tied.
Uh-huh. Another party, I see.
Yeah, I know. I'm just stopping in to see if this dryer stole her party sweater, and then I will let you all get back to this. What are you doing in there?
What are you doing out there?
Your husband's in the dryer.
Timmy gets severe anxiety and needs to get in small places to replicate his mother's womb. We only use the machines in emergencies. And Bunny's news yesterday, well, sort of a doozy.
Huh, okay. Well, Tim, do you happen to see a tie-dye sweater in there with little bells on it that says, Chinchillax, it's my birthday?
You mean this tiny thing?
Yep, that's the one. Thanks.
Sarah, isn't this a dangerous weight goal?
My, what a turn of events. Could it be the tenants of Noble Apartments were becoming neighbors? Lexi Hades was counting on it.
Butthole fingers.
With zero confirmations, she had a party to plan. Lexi rushed over to the Five and Grab and on the candy aisle was stocking up on some bunny-inspired niblets.
Butthole fingers. There they are. Okay, next on my list, she's a Krabby Cake.
Finding everything okay, miss?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just looking for a...
Hey!
Wait, do you live...
You live in Noble Apartments, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Schittles.
Yes!
Apartment 2.
Yes! Apartment 6. Lexi Hayes. Hey, what are you up to tonight, neighbor? I'm having a little munch and mingle at our place.
Oh, cool. Is, Sarah gonna be there?
You know, I have a feeling that she might.
Okay, that's great. Yes, I'm gonna make it. Yes. Maybe I'll just close a little early. That is if everything here runs smoothly.
Paging manager Schittles, aisle 2. The kids did it again. I repeat, the kids did it again.
Oh, come on! Well, it was good to see you. I have to go make our fresh bread loaves not look like boobs.
Okay, good luck!
Lexi rushed back home just in time to put out her spinach and artichoke her to death dip, while Tim put the finishing touches on the decorations.
I love all the balloons, babe!
I knew my Uncle Joe's baptism wouldn't be the only time this baby got used.
Rebecca, play contemporary Christian rock.
All right. Now playing He's Inside Us All by The Second Coming.
Okay, all set. Now we just have to wait for our first guest to arrive. Any minute now.
Ooh, I wish I knew which minute.
How long were the Hades willing to wait? Probably longer than you or I. Meanwhile, over in apartment 1, Pasta was upset that she couldn't go to the gym with Sarah.
Pasta?
You shouldn't have picked a fight with that chick's ferret. Now they've banned you from Cross Freak and you're stuck here running circles on your wheel.
I know,
he started it, but you can't go using that kind of language at the gym. We've been over this. It's fine. Here, let me turn on a spin class for you. I'll be back in a couple hours so we can blow out your candles and finish your favorite Taye Diggs puzzle.
Hey.
Who's my favorite birthday girl in the entire world and I lose all sense of hope and happiness without her? You.
Don't you have too much fun without me? Then don't you dare open any gifts.
I love you.
Bunny! Oh my gosh. Maybe say something next time you hover behind someone.
Just wondering how the apartment hunt is going.
It's not going because I'm not moving. Anything else?
I really think you should reconsider.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Sarah, don't you... You will regret this. I warned you. Ah! Ah! Why? Why must you torment me, you fucking cat?
Yes, Bunny was being tormented. Tormented like Joe Pesci by that little kid in Home Alone. And then again by that same kid in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Meanwhile, and rather unsurprisingly, no one had shown up for the Hades Big Bash over in apartment 6.
Well, I guess it's safe to say that no one's coming and these she's a wieners will go to waste.
Oh, no. Don't cry, babe. I'll gobble down every single one of those wieners.
Timmy, I've been praying for the opportunity to become friends with our neighbors, but I guess God doesn't want that.
Looks like we're dealing with New Testament God and he changed his mind.
Ooh, I'll get the door.
I'll turn the TV fireplace back on.
Hello.
Hey, my daughter told me I need to make more of an effort, so here I am. Plus, it sounds like you guys are having the same bunny problems, so let's figure something out.
Come on in. Make yourself at home. Tim, you've met Phil.
Yeah, I believe you honked at me once or twice to say hi in the parking garage. Good to see
you. And because you were texting your car and blocking the exit.
Please sit. Now, Phil,
I know you said we wouldn't have what you drink, but I love a good challenge.
I once dared her to sit on a porcupine, and she did.
So,
can you believe that?
I got one of every kind of liquor and mixed it all together, so I think actually we do have what you drink in there somewhere. Damn! Poor Phil and Mind Melter.
I've had one already, and I feel great.
You know, why not? I'll take one. Neat.
You know, Phil, I think it's neat, too.
Drink up!
This tastes like whiskey with a splash of paint thinner. Oh, I like it.
Did you hear that?
I think it's the door.
I don't think doors can knock themselves, Phil.
I knew it! Mr. and Mrs. He!
We finished packaging and selling our laundry for the night and thought, hey, why not put some clothes on and stop by? We're not dead yet.
Not yet. And you're just in time. We're busting out Twister and...
I thought we were going to talk about Bunny.
Yes. Come in. We were just about to get down to business. After a little Twister. The He's are here. Tim, two more mind melters.
You guys, my tongue feels crazy.
You can still feel your tongue.
I'm so glad everyone could make it. Please, help yourself. I made plenty. We have drinks, music, and a piñata shaped like a bunny. So let's party.
Here are your drinks. I really like your tracksuit, Mrs. C.
I agree with Hop. I'd like to discuss bunny.
Yes. We'll discuss that fun thing. But first, everyone raise your glass and let's toast. To Bunny, for bringing us strangers together as neighbors. And to us, for coming together to take down our neighbor. And now, Landlord.
Young babe.
Cheers. Here.
Great toast, babe. Love ya.
As the group quickly got intoxicated off mind melters.
Tag, tag, tag.
Hey, Rebecca, how many drinks have we had?
Sorry, I've lost count.
And Lexi off a special cocktail of pregnancy hormones and hosting thy neighbors.
Okay, Van is first up to hit the bunny. I'll hold your cane. You're gonna use it. Okay. You did it! Alrighty. Same.
Can I have some?
It wasn't long before these once strangers were entangled in each other's bodies and secrets.
Right foot flew!
I should mention, somewhere between the fifth and sixth round of mind melters, everyone got completely butt naked.
Oh, Fan, you so sexy!
Per the He's suggestion.
Get that leg over to Blue, people!
I'm feeling blue. Finally to get to know all you fine people, just to have Bunny push us out.
Right foot Red! Fan, I don't care how old you are, you better get that right foot over to Red. Okay.
You know, I also feel like I'm red. It's because Bunny made me mad. I'm blue and red. I'm purple. Wait, is that right? Rebecca, what colors does blues and red mix?
Purple. Red and blue makes purple. More on this at www.kindergartencurriculum.com.
Left foot yellow.
This thing on my back.
Hey, guys. It's like... Bunny is the red hots in the piñata. No one wants them.
Yes.
I said left foot yellow. Let's move. Oh, you're already there.
Bunny's like a nasty clock. They won't drain. So you have to call a plumber to come and get rid of it.
Yeah. Hey, Bexy, find me a plumber to get rid of Bunny.
I found one website for plumber to get rid of Bunny at killingmadeeasy.org/dark/web. Is this correct?
Yes?
Could this be real? Could Rebecca, the all-knowing robot, really have found a solution to their problem? You really can find anything on the internet.
killingmadeeasy.com.
What a cute website. Are those dancing butcher knives cute?
Says, click here to enter me. Click here to enter me?
Hi, I'm Rick, the killer.
Holy Rick!
That's a beautiful man. Rick. That man is a killer?
I'm also a plumber. Has life thrown you a clog you can't get rid of?
Yes.
Is there a leaky pipe getting everything you love wet?
Yes.
Do you need someone dead but you don't want to do it, see it, or have any part in it?
Yes. He can do flips.
Leave it to me, and watch your stubborn problems slide down the drain forever.
And nunchucks? More like Rick the Thriller.
Just click the link below and let me take care of you for once. Oh, and P.S. No cash, no American Express, and most importantly, no refunds. Say your say.
So he's a murder-for-hire plumber. Like Mario?
How do we know we can trust this irresistible man?
Go, son, go up.
A man that's attractive should never be trusted. But damn it, I do.
Look, he has a bunch of reviews. Rick was efficient, clean, and hot as hell. Currently looking to murder again just so I can hire him. 5 stars. Nice.
Bye-bye, mother-in-law. Rick was a godsend. All right. And 5 stars.
Rick sure can't murder a person, but he wouldn't murder my vagina. Kept it professional. 4.5 stars.
As the group read review after review, they realized they too were in love with Rick. Meanwhile, Sarah was happily returning home, high off endorphins and anxious to greet her beloved pasta with her favorite birthday cake.
What the? Why is this open? Pasta, I'm home. I'm home, you crazy girl. I have your grass leaves and twig cake with strawberry frosting. It's your favorite. They even put your face on it. Get out here. Pasta, where are you? Pasta? Pasta, where are you? This isn't funny. Where are you?
Sarah grew nervous as Pasta was nowhere to be found. Then she realized.
Bunny!
Sarah dropped the cake, Pasta's frosting face splattering all over the living room floor. Fearing the worst, she rushed over to Bunny's apartment.
Yes, may I help you?
Where is Pasta? I need Pasta.
Whoa, calm down. I assume people like you stay miles away from carbs.
This isn't funny, Bunny. Where is Pasta?
Ooh, you mean that furry little thing that probably pees on your shoulder?
Ew, she's gone. You took her, I know it.
Now that is quite an accusation.
My door was mysteriously open, and you are the only one who could have opened it. You have keys to every apartment.
I do, don't I?
You.
I'm sorry to hear your little rat is missing. I hope she's not dead. Wait, this isn't hers, is it?
Oh, my birthday sweater. Where'd you get that?
It was just laying by the dumpster. Come to think of it, I did hear that crazy feral courtyard cat wrestling something and then eating it earlier.
I don't believe you. That cat wouldn't hurt a mouse. It's the sweetest thing.
You know, as much as it pains me to say this, maybe this place isn't safe for you to live anymore. Who knows what else could happen?
You monster! I am going to...
Sorry for your loss.
Bunny! Bunny! No, Bunny, please, Bunny! Bunny!
Sarah saw red, a murderous shade of red. Goodbye, cool girl. Hello, unhinged. Meanwhile, after reading all of Rick's seductive reviews, the neighbors were almost ready to hire him, based on the need to see his jawline in person alone.
Every Sunday, we have to get up.
They were stuck between a rock and a drunk place, also still very naked. As if at all necessary, Lexi handed out another round of mind melters to her guests, while Tim insisted the only thing left to do was pray for some help.
Okay, hold up your glasses now and bow your heads and bow your eyes. Dear Jesus, we raise our glasses and ask for a sign of whether we should kill...
I'm gonna kill her!
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Thank you, Jesus, so cool!
Sarah, you made it!
Hey! Don't break it!
all
what?
Sarah, bursting in and drinking everyone's mind melters in under 5 seconds would be the last thing any of them would remember. Somehow they all made it home that night, but the next morning they woke up to hangover hell. Headache, nausea, wetting the bed, and a rather startling wake-up call. Via email confirmation, these bingers were quickly about to remember exactly what they did last night.
Hey there, it's Rick, the killer. Your payment has been processed, and your hit on
Money Mail Pass
is turned on. By the way, thanks for choosing me. Rick, the killer.
Goodbye.
The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media. Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. Rebexa, play me out.
All right. Now playing He's Inside Us All by The Second Coming.
He's inside us all. He will take your heavy load, push you up when you fall. He will enlarge you when you're feeling small. He's inside us all. He's knocking at your door, will you let him in? He came once before, and he shall come again. He will never let us down, he will always come through. It's best to let him finish what he came to do. He's inside us all. He will take your heavy load, push you up when you fall. He will enlarge you when you're feeling small. Inside us all, he's inside us all. If we let him through the door, he's inside us all. He's inside.